This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The Supreme Court today upheld state laws that make cross-burning a crime, but only in limited circumstances where the purpose of the burning is intimidation. The court's ruling came in a test case from Virginia. At least a dozen other states also have laws making cross-burning a crime. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
The core of the cross-burning question is one posed in other settings as well. Where does free speech end and intimidation begin? The cases before the court illustrate the subtleties of the legal question. One case involved a Ku Klux Klan leader who presided over a Klan rally on a Virginia farm and burned a 30-foot-high cross. The other case involved two white men who, after a night of drinking, burned a cross on the lawn of a newly arrived black neighbor. All were convicted under Virginia's law, making it a crime to burn a cross as a means of intimidation. The state Supreme Court ruled the law an unconstitutional limit on symbolic free speech. But today, the Supreme Court upheld the law, only, however, in limited circumstances. The vote was 6-3, with no single opinion commanding a majority. Justice Sandra Day O'Connor wrote the bulk of the opinion, joined by Chief Justice Rehnquist and Justice Breyer, and in significant part by Justices Stevens and Scalia. The First Amendment guarantee of free speech is not absolute, she noted. Threats against the president, for example, are not protected speech, and in light of cross-burning's long and pernicious history as a signal of impending violence, it too can be banned, if it can be proved it's aimed at intimidation. As Justice O'Connor noted, there are different types of cross-burnings, and she said a cross-burning at a political rally, even one that arouses anger among the vast majority of citizens who see the burning cross, is not aimed particularly at intimidation. Thus, the court threw out the conviction of the Ku Klux Klan leader, but it sent back to the lower courts for further action the convictions of the men who had burned the cross on their black neighbor's lawn. University of Richmond law professor Rod Smola, who represented all the cross-burners in the high court, conceded today that the court's verdict was mixed and perhaps to some even counterintuitive.
There's no doubt that there is an irony. For most of us, the cross-burning of the Klan is what really bothers us and is really repugnant and really frightening in a general sense. But at the same time, it's the more protected under the First Amendment because it is more political.
First Amendment experts said that today's ruling will make it easier to prosecute those who use their freedom of expression to intimidate others. Right now, pending before the High Court is a case testing whether anti-abortion activists, for example, can be held liable for posting on a website the pictures of abortion doctors on wanted posters, along with the pictures of murdered doctors, with a line drawn through their names. Again, Professor Smola.
There's a lot of language in this opinion that probably will make it easier to prosecute anti-abortion protesters or any other protesters who go beyond mere passive expression and engage in activity that is intimidating.
Harvard Law professor Lawrence Tribe sees today's ruling as likely to shore up hate speech codes on college campuses as well, but only in cases where the speech is aimed at intimidating a specific individual.
As long as there is such proof, it's permissible for the regulation of so-called hate speech to zero in on a particular epithet or a particular symbol, like a burning cross or a swastika.
But he and Smola also note that cross-burning has a unique and terrifying place in American history. Indeed, Justice Clarence Thomas, the lone black justice on the court, wrote separately today to say that in his view, the history of cross-burning is so horrific and idiosyncratic in this country that there is no need to prove intimidation. In our society, he said, cross-burning, used initially by the Klan, has come to be identified with lawlessness and instills in its victims a well-founded fear of physical violence. A law banning cross-burning, he said, bans only conduct, not speech or expression. Just as one cannot burn down someone's house to make a political point, he said, and then seek refuge in the First Amendment, those who hate cannot burn a cross and seek refuge in the First Amendment either. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.